Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, which means it's time to Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. The football season is just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. You bet just $1 on any football game this week, and you receive $200 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Ross, it is time for our Ask Ross segment. This is where we take the listeners' questions that they submitted through the app, or they could email them to us at info@ksnsports.net. At the end, we pick a best question, and they get the KSN polo. But more importantly, over the last 5 or 6 weeks, we've been taking every question to you and to Ask T. Frank. They went in, and we made a pick for a winner for a GoPSURV.com weekend for the Indiana game. And our winner is Brad from Perkasie. Brad is a good listener. He sends us lots of questions, and his name was selected as the winner. Congratulations, Brad. We will be getting in touch with you. And I was at the RV lot last weekend, Ross. What a good time that is. And if you're all interested in going to use the RVs there at GoPSURV, call Mark at 800-519-8467. Ready for your questions, Ross?
I am.
All right. Let's start with, I know what we want to start with. David from Lancaster, who says, Yursich seems to like to run a lot of motions and varied formations, which is the opposite of what Moorhead did. Which style do you prefer?
I probably like Yursich. I probably like changing it up. Seeing the different personnel formations, I like more of the two tight end stuff. I like more of the fullback stuff with Warren. So ultimately, I don't really care. You know, whatever's most effective, whatever enables a guy to be able to, you know, go ahead and have success and move the ball and score points, doesn't matter to me. But my preference, visually, I like changing it up. I like getting multiple big bodies out there, tight ends and fullbacks. So I guess I would say I prefer Yursich.
All right, let's go. This is a question that I think a lot of Penn State fans would have this particular week, Ross. Aaron from Houston says, with Clay Helton being fired, how nervous should Penn State fans be about Franklin taking the USC job? And in your opinion, which program, USC or Penn State, is a better fit for Franklin?
Well, that's interesting because there's a lot of rumors. And it feels like this is like the 10th time, Jim, that there's been all these rumors connecting Franklin to USC. It feels like every time. I mean, I don't know, but then Clay Helton's been there for 6 years. So it's just been rumors to this point. But now the job is open. So we shall see. I think an argument can be made, and Penn State fans won't want to hear this, but I think an argument can be made that from a resources standpoint, Penn State, and Jim, you might know more about this than me, and I remember we had Brandon Short on the show to talk about it, but Penn State might be third in the Big Ten East in terms of resources committed to athletics and the football program behind Ohio State and Michigan. Clearly, Ohio State is in pole position in the Big Ten. They're the dominant team in the Big Ten. And I think it's hard to beat them. I think it's hard. You know, obviously Franklin's done it, but they recruit better nationally. They recruit more five-star guys. And Penn State's just not there. I think USC is sort of the Ohio State of the Pac-12, meaning USC typically gets the most five-star recruits. The USC brand is the strongest one on the West Coast and in the Pac-12 by a lot. You know, I mean, UCLA is okay, Stanford's okay, Oregon's got a pretty good thing going. But in terms of national recruiting and what the California kids want, USC is where it's at. So I guess if you want to go to college football playoffs and if you want to win national championships, I would say that I think USC is probably a better opportunity. Now, I think that there's probably more pressure there. There's high expectations there. I think Franklin's done a terrific job at Penn State. But I think that there's probably a higher ceiling at USC. Agree or disagree, Jim?
Well, I see if I were USC, I would want James Franklin. I think he would be an awesome fit there. And not having Ohio State there, USC is just prime. They could dominate out there with the right coach, and I think Franklin could be that. But I want to flip it. I want to ask you, as a former player, Ross, I'm looking at this as a fan. Candidly, I love James Franklin, but I'm tired of him flirting with these other jobs every year. You know, and at what point, is there ever a point where the fans are a factor in this? I don't know if you saw his press conference. And he was asked about it, of course, and he addressed it this way. I hate having distractions. I'm going to talk to the team leaders about this. Well, guess what, James? By giving that vague answer, it's going to keep coming up. It's going to continue to be a distraction. So he could just settle it all down by saying, no, I'm not going. I'm not leaving Penn State. And guess what? The distractions would end. Why does he not do that? And my point about the fans, Ross, was the fans are the ones who foot the bill for everything. He's making $7 million because of the fans. I know someone might say he doesn't owe the fans anything. I think he does. What do you say?
I don't think he really owes the fans that. I think he needs to do what's best for him and his family. And I think at $7 million, whatever he makes, I think he's earned that. You know, I mean, what do they have? 10 win seasons, 3 or 4 years, you know, 3 out of 4 years, and, you know, New Year's 6 bowls. I think what the university makes from the football program pays for James Franklin easily. And the reason why he doesn't come out and just say, I'm not interested, is one of two reasons, Jim. Either number one, he is interested and he doesn't want to come out and say he's not if he is. You know, because I will say this, the one thing we know about him is he's been truthful. You know, like he told Tommy Stevens, I'm not going to guarantee you the starting job. And so Tommy was like, all right, I'm leaving. A lot of coaches, I think, Jim, would have told Tommy he was starting and then benched him if he didn't play well. That's not Franklin. Franklin is honest with people. So either he is interested in USC, which is a possibility. I know Dan Patrick has reported that there's mutual interest. Or the other possibility is that he wants to leverage the situation either for himself or his coaching staff, or the situation. And I think that that's probably the more likely one. I think he realizes that college football is an arms race. And to have a chance to go to the college football playoff, to win national championships, you got to keep up with the Joneses. And if this USC interest is enough to really get Penn State to pony up more money to build another new facility or to refurbish this or to do that, then I think James Franklin is smart enough to use that to leverage it for his program to get more resources to have a chance to have more success. And frankly, Penn State fans should want that. Penn State fans should want the university to pour more resources into the program so that they're more successful on the field.
Yes, if that's the end result. I do think, and again, I'm doing it from the fan perspective, it's like, at what point does it get old? How many times are you allowed to go to that well before someone says, enough? If you want USC so bad, there you go.
Well, right. Listen, that's up to the AD, Sandy Barber. That's up to the Board of Trustees. And they can absolutely do that. They can absolutely call his bluff if they're willing to do that. I don't think they're willing to do that. I think that they know how important football is. I think they know what it was like before Franklin got there. I think they know what it's like now. And I think that they realize, you know what? It's not fun, but let's pay up to keep them happy.
Well, and my last point on this is, don't complain about it being a distraction if you could avoid the distraction. And I also think his agent may have something to do with the fact that his name keeps coming up, because he even doesn't have to say it out loud. He can go through other channels, and it would end pretty quickly. All right, let's see if we could get another question in here, Ross. Nick from Harrisburg says, Penn State will have the tape on Oregon-Ohio State game, but will a former offensive coordinator on good terms with his former employer go the extra mile and go deeper on what worked against a mutual opponent? He's obviously talking about Joe Moorhead at Oregon, maybe helping out James Franklin when they play Ohio State.
Well, I'm sure they'll talk that week, but that's a while from now, and everything they really need to know, they'll actually see from watching the video. You know, Moorhead will tell them why he did what he did, but also you'd like to think that Ohio State would make adjustments by then so that doesn't happen again. I mean, it felt like it was the same play that killed him over and over again.
It definitely was. All right, Ross, that is it for our Ask Ross segment. Stick around in quarter number four. We'll have Andy back in here. And, of course, Andy's going to be making a bold prediction, which you never want to miss that. Stay tuned.
The football season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off Week 2, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.